Okay. Go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 6:01 p.m. on Tuesday, July 22nd. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Weigold.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
For review of the minutes from our last meeting, which was on July 8th, all members were present there. Has everyone had a chance to look over the minutes? And can I have a motion?
Make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Okay.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Next up is the 5K run signature giving. Tina, if you and Brian, would you approach the mic and do what you got to do?
Could you say your name too for the record?
Tina Hauser from Signature Giving. Brian's passing out a tentative map and Signature Giving's mission. Some of you are familiar with Signature Giving, some of you are not. If you are not, we are a scholarship-raising platform. We give scholarships each year to Whitley County students. So far, we've given three for people, students who are seeking vocational or certificate-type schools after high school. Last year, we actually opened that up to returning adults because we believe that those kids are the ones that are going to come back to Whitley County and serve us, so we are kind of wanting to invest in our own future. Anyway, what we put on the docket this year, so far we have done two New Year's Eve balls that turned out fantastic, and we loved it. Last year, we weren't able to do anything. We didn't have a lot of help between our board members. It was a busy year. So this year we've gotten together and we'd like to do a 5K run. We want to do a little knockoff of the National Zombie Run and do a run on October 18th, mid-afternoon sometime, starting at the jail, running this route, first south over the Blue River Trail up and back down to the jail. What we're asking for is personnel to be available at two points on Van Buren where the runners will cross, right at the YMCA, and then the other one at Van Buren and Madison. And Rosie, that I could get something from you to try to get the front of the jail blocked off. For our purposes, I understand that Paul has to do that for his purposes, but we're not going to rely on him, I guess, this year. We want to go ahead and do it for us.
Are you saying between 9 and Washington, or between Main Street and Washington Street, that section?
Between State Road 9, yeah, and the same place that he would normally do it. But it might be a little earlier in the day. I'm not sure what his hours are that he blocks off, but we'd probably block it off from noon till after our race, which would probably be a couple hours.
Start at noon?
Yeah. Well, we're going to have the hope is that some people that want to help us get this done may come out and set up booths and stuff in front of the jail, and then they might stay there all night long, but kind of, to help, I don't know, what are they called? Dunham's or like running clubs or... Just to sit out in front and set up their booths on the jail yard, I guess, and maybe possibly in the street right there where it's blocked off.
I see some of this goes through the cemetery.
Yes, some of it goes through the cemetery.
Most of those are in the morning.
Oh, the funerals.
I'll let them do it.
There's no way to know that.
Right.
And I kind of told her to hold off on doing the closing of the street because I didn't know it until I talked to her the other day about it. I told her, I said, well, why don't you wait to see what your feelings were before.
So really the only closing you'd be asking for is basically from the alley to Washington Street. Mm-hmm. And then the rest would just be a temporary closing for the run. Is that what I understand you to say?
Right.
Okay.
An approval of the personnel for two police officers for the crossings at Van Buren.
There we go.
Yeah, that would be no problem.
And I'm sorry, one more time, run through the time frame for me.
So we're thinking about starting the run sometime between 1 and 3. And okay. And a 5K usually only takes about an hour.
Mm-hmm. It'd be longer, yeah.
Keep in mind, if you put things in the streets, then we're going to have to get Chris involved to make sure we maintain adequate fire lane there.
Put things in the streets.
You were talking about, you said something, put vendors in the streets, oh. Like Dunham's.
Oh, no, we have the courts, the lawn, in front of the lawn.
Well, I was, but you know, there might be. I don't know. I mean, we need to, because if he's in full season, he's got the gates up on the whole lawn, so it may be in the street. So, what do we need to do?
If you end up wanting to put things on the street, we just need to get with Chris, who's the appointed fire marshal, to make sure we maintain it. I think off the top of my head, 20 feet, but I'd have to check with him to make sure.
Okay.
We maintain a path through there at 20 feet so you get where the CPA was through.
Sure. Okay.
It's not that you can't do it. It's just
right. Okay.
Have you seen the map?
Yes.
Okay. Walt pointed out, I think rightfully so, that there's a spot basically between Park Terrace and Rolling Hills. There's kind of two spots on Van Buren Street there. Are we going to need three officers instead? See what I'm saying? So you have one on the east side, one on the west side, and then one on
I was thinking that they can cross, because right there where you cross over at Park Terrace, mm-hmm. there becomes a sidewalk.
Okay, so they're going to run on the sidewalk then.
I would think so, yes. Oh,
okay.
But they'd still have to go from the YMCA site over to the
right, park. So they'd have to cross so there onto the sidewalk.
Here, then here,
and then
up in here.
No, because they'd be running on the sidewalk on the north side of the road on okay. here, and then there would be the signal.
Right, because we would probably put people there to make sure that they stayed over onto the sidewalk.
Stay that sidewalk.
Being a state highway, is that anything that we need to touch on?
No, because it wouldn't be a permanent closure of the road. It would be just sporadic. We would close it when the runners are coming, but typically the runners spread out pretty quick during these 5Ks, so we would let traffic go in between the runners.
So you mentioned you're kind of spinning off of the Haunted Jail. Is this something that they would run in costume?
There will be zombies on the trails. That's okay, funny. So Paul will, when we get people who are going to say, I would love to be a zombie, he will do zombie training, because obviously some people are scared of zombies and they're going to come and they're going to sign up, oh yeah, it's a zombie or whatever, but they will, obviously even with the jail, some people get scared and they'll punch you, so you have to go through zombie training, but he's going to do their makeup, he's going to make sure that they get training to make sure that they know how to be defensive if somebody comes after them. But the whole premise is the zombie will chase you and try to get, they're going to have like something hanging off of them, kind of like in flag football. The zombie's going to pull that tag, and if the zombie gets the tag, then you die, quote unquote. Okay, so that's, you either get through the whole 5K without dying, or you get through the whole 5K with dying. That's kind of the premise of it.
So
yes, there will be zombies.
That, I do have a bit of a concern with. Although I like the concept, I'll just say this as a caution.
I'll run it.
Just have them be very careful about being on the banks and running off of the trail onto the bank.
Right.
That does concern me a little
probably
bit.
Just certain areas.
We'll make sure that they're in a very safe place.
And I figured you guys would. If I don't say that.
Yeah, they'll go for stretches without any zombies, and then all of a sudden there'll be five zombies, chasing a pack of people or whatever.
But you're saying it's only going to be on the trail?
Yeah.
Or will be at different...
There will be zombies at different points throughout the
whole 5K, mm-hmm. not just this trail, what I call
exactly.
the trail along the river.
Exactly.
Okay. So if I'm in the subdivision...
I'm sorry? October 18th. It's a Saturday.
Yes, Chief.
I just ask if is there some way to put some signage up? Because if we have citizens not involved in the Zombie 5K and they're on the trail, that could get interesting. So I don't know what that looks like.
We probably could. We could probably put some. This trail is part of the zombie run today for signature giving or something. That's not a problem.
Yes. Good
idea. Yeah, something that says, you know, zombie run, whatever. I think that would be enough that would say, hey, you know, if you see some dead guy walking at you, it's probably part of the zombie run.
It might prevent you from having one of calls.
And just so you know, we can't call it the Zombie Run because a Zombie Run is actually a trademark name, so it is actually going to be the Running Dead.
The Running Dead, okay.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a spinoff of The Walking Dead, the new TV show.
Okay.
Of course, I think I could run a lot faster. I'm scared.
So, the start is sometime between 1 and 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming it gets through, we're talking at the latest, probably be done about 4:15, give or take a little bit. And then would you be using any other part except for the jail area any other time of the day or night?
No.
Nope. Okay, so just be that portion. Okay.
I have to ask the question for legal clarification. Do we have any concerns from a legal standpoint if I'm a zombie and I'm chasing somebody and they fall down and break an arm? Or do they have to sign a waiver? Or is there
everybody will sign a waiver.
It's not the city's deal, is it?
Mm-mm. No.
It's not the city's deal, but we're allowing them to use city property.
But they've got to. They'll have to supply their record of insurance just like anybody else.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I was just making
sure. We will have insurance for the event, and everybody does have to sign a running waiver.
Because, it's just human nature. If you're going to chase somebody, I'm probably going to run.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
Yeah. I could. In the river.
Okay, so is Tina's next step then to fill out a road closing permit?
Yeah.
Or closure?
And insurance paper.
Yeah, I would have to provide that. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions?
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine. They'd also like to ask the mayor if you would be a zombie that day.
I don't know. Get back with me and I'll tell you at that point.
Okay.
I appreciate the offer.
You can make a good zombie.
Oh, I'm sure I would. Gingers make the worst zombies. So. I don't think you're looking for a motion. You're just looking for a nod to kind of move ahead.
Yes, please.
Is that right?
Because we can't do anything until you approve.
And we'll approve the road closing, but as for the use of our trails, I don't think... I mean, based on what I'm saying, you're getting head nods over here. So I'd just say outside of providing, obviously, the insurance like normal and filling out the road closing permit, I think that would be your next step.
Okay.
Saturday.
Yeah. Right? Saturday?
Saturday, yep.
Yeah, that's the weekend after the fall festival.
Yes. And I just call Rosie then to get that?
Yeah, I can get you the permit or email to you or whatever.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Okay. Next up is the... 232 West Van Buren Street. They I think either this past week or the week prior, they had blocked the sidewalk for tuck pointing. I gave the okay with the hope that the Board of Works would retroactively approve this. They kind of came to us at the last moment. This is the building on the corner of Line and Van Buren. It would be the northeast corner of Line and Van Buren. I don't know if we have a form, though. I think it was just a...
No, I just got from the
emails. From the emails? Okay. Okay. So I guess... I don't know how long they're going to be doing that, though. Do you remember, Rosie?
What did in that email?
Oh, I'm sorry. You gave me the email. I apologize. Said later this week. It was Jeff. I thought it was Jeff. Yeah. Plan to start work prior to the board meeting. Looks like he talked to Tony. Did Tony talk to you at all about it?
No.
Okay. All I have is later this week, but do you guys have a problem? Yeah, you can take a look at it, what I wrote.
No, I think it's necessary after looking at the bricks of the cable wall falling down.
Yeah.
I see it in Kentucky, the hole, there's a whole corner there that
good.
Not the whole corner.
Yeah. Well, tuck pointing is really an interesting kind of science in a lot of ways, but it's kind of neat they get to reuse the same brick. They just kind of turn it and stick it back in and secure it. It's kind of neat. So.
They give an estimate how long you say that will take them, brick by brick?
I know the corner seems to be the big problem.
I mean, are we taking parking spots away for a length of time? Or
yeah, but those parking spots really aren't used that much, I guess.
I thought it was just sidewalk.
Probably
were they blocking parking spots?
No, I come think of it, no, the scaffolding is on the sidewalk.
Sidewalk, okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was just for the sidewalk.
Okay.
So, does anybody have a problem with it? I don't know the time frame, or I tell you. Yeah, well.
Just monitor. Sure.
Okay.
Yep, I'm good.
Good? Good? Okay. It's good enough for me. Okay, we'll move to Spectrum. Sean, I see Rod's here. You want to lead us through the Spectrum Engineering contract documents, or Rod wants to?
Yeah, I'll have to be Rod.
Okay.
Terry Berry would like to be Rod.
Yes? Terry, go ahead.
Discuss the next step of the fire department.
Okay, provided electronic copies of all this to the mayor, the clerk, and the attorney. Also printed out 3 copies. This one I'll hand off once we're done talking about it. I just wanted to have this to go through the notes. A majority of this you've already seen, so there's just a few pages that have been added since going out for bid, so we'll go through that. So don't think this is all new. What you have in here is the letter of agreement between the owner, which is the city, and the contractor, which is Gudenkauf Corporation. That's the first 2 pages under the heading for agreement. The rest of the documents, as far as the invitation to bid, standard general conditions and construction contract, supplementary conditions, general requirements, technical specifications, product specifications, and construction drawings were all part of the proposal package that went out to all the contractors that was reviewed and approved in the past. They just become the guts of the contract. The additional components at the end is the actual bid response from the contractor. It has all the signatories saying that we're providing this information for the bid. And then the last section is their contract surety bond for the actual work to be completed. So it's a copy of that. The original will be included in the front cover on the copy that comes back to the city. The reason there are 3 copies is we like to have the agreement signed by all parties 3 ways. And the way that goes is 1 will stay with the contractor as far as their executed agreement. 1 will stay with the city, and the engineer will keep a copy until the project is completed. We will stick in the testing results showing that everything was done to specifications, stamp it with the Indiana PE license, and provide that back to Sean, who will be the owner of that infrastructure. So what we're asking for is basically for you to approve and sign the agreement on the owner's perspective, and then we will get it executed from the contractor and bring the copy back to the city. The contractor will keep a copy. We will keep a copy until the project's completed and start the project. The time frame that we're looking at is most likely dependent on weather, starting construction around the week of August 18th. And then it'll probably be anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks after that, again, depending on the weather as far as what it would take to get the project complete. What that'll look like is there will be most likely 3 to 4 different types of crews in here. 1 crew that will come in and connect the buildings out to the pole. And then there'll be a crew that will do the make-ready on the poles that will drill the holes, place the attachment hardware. Then there'll be a crew that will come in and string the fiber after all the attachment hardware is up. And then finally, just a splicer will come in, connect all the different fiber, and then test it, turn it over, and it'll be complete.
Okay. Marcia, have you had a chance to take a look at some of this?
Well, just to be sure, what I reviewed was 2 pages long, and I can't find it in this pile. Is that correct? Is it 2 pages, like a page and a half?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I did look. Then I did review it.
Okay.
It's okay. But yeah. I can't find it in the room.
Yeah, the whole pile you've already gone over before is part of the package to go out for bid. So.
Yeah, because I've read the rest of this, but if it's the 2 pages that I sent back to you, then yes, I've reviewed it.
Good question. 113. What is the total amount of the Jeep company bid?
Based on the unit price, because we've gone through and looked at what it would take and come up with some ways to actually do it a little bit cheaper, as far as, like we mentioned before here, of getting to the wastewater plant and coming down the pole line and using their conduit to get into the building versus burying all new conduit out and around and coming in. So the unit price is based on a review of that and coming into City Hall and everything like that was actually reduced from what the bid was down to just over $81,000 for the construction, and then I believe it was about $35,809 or $804 for the actual materials that Sean would request through a purchase order just for materials to have on hand.
Okay. And this material is strictly for construction, not for the infrastructure network, the hardware?
The material is the fiber cable, the hardware for the poles, the splice cases, and the patch panels at each location.
Okay.
The rest of the hardware, as far as the electronics and everything like that, Terry's handling that under a different... it's either already in-house and he just has to put a jumper cable over to it, or there's separate routers that he's purchasing under a different agreement.
Okay. And what's the estimate completion time once you start?
Based on what they're looking at, again, it's about a 2 to 3 week period to do this build. It's not that difficult. They're your poles. They're pretty clean. So, you know, they're looking at if they start the 18th, they're looking at the second to third week in September as far as completion. Based on getting the agreement, making sure it's scheduled, what we will do is put together a schedule and at the kickoff meeting verify that with Sean, and if he's good with that date, that'll become the completion date. And then if for some reason it goes beyond that from the contractor's perspective, there is language in there as far as liquidated damages beyond that point. So that completion date will be established once they know they're scheduling the crews, because they've been awarded the contract.
Steel.
Sure.
Okay. So the agreement is what you're asking for us to approve tonight?
Yes, approve and then sign. And then, like I said, I can take those with me and get the contractor to sign them, get you a copy back. They keep an executed copy, and we have one to complete the package at the end and turn in with the certification from the PE.
Okay. No, just an in-house question.
Okay. Well, I certainly appreciate the work that Terry and Sean and Rod together, I guess, the trifecta have worked on this from our first discussion all the way to now. It's exciting that we're actually moving forward on this. I think it's going to tremendously improve especially telephone communications with the public. But on top of that, it just completely blows the doors wide open as to what we're able to do as a city, technologically speaking, and very well could help us. If I remember correctly, it's going to save us fairly significantly in a lot of different ways. So, appreciate your work on that. I feel comfortable with it. So if there's nothing else, I'll make a motion that we enter into the agreement between Gudenkopf,
yes,
Corporation, and of course ourselves, the city, for the contract. Is there a contract number or agreement number or something?
Far back, I think.
Oh, is it?
Or the price was, I thought.
There's not a. It's. I'm not sure if you guys issue a resolution number or a PO number. The number's kind of honestly up. We don't have a number on there. It's just a name, Columbia City, Municipal Fiber Reconstruction 2014.
Okay.
The number's usually up to the owner to put whatever they do.
So I'll restate my motion that I make a motion that we enter into the agreement with Gudenkopf Corporation for this municipal fiber ring project.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Thank you, Rod. And I'm assuming I'm signing on behalf of the Board of Works.
You can sign, or all three of you.
Oh, we can sign.
It.
Can we do that? Can we each sign one?
That means that it goes back.
They all three need to sign.
Oh, we all need to sign the whole thing.
You can sign it as the representative, or you can sign it and they can sign below.
Okay. Is that okay with you guys?
I'm going to see it multiple ways.
You're okay with what? You want to sign below?
No.
You're okay with me having
one signature?
Okay.
You call me. To get approval for that.
Okay. Yeah, because this won't work without this.
Right. Right. Or have questions?
No, I don't have any questions. You got any questions on this proposal? Sean, do you have any comments before we?
I don't. Basically, we're purchasing our materials just to contractor providing this. So we're not going to issue them out to the contractor.
So this is not part of the contract, but the city is purchasing this for...
Yeah, just like Sean said, to eliminate the markup from the contract.
Yeah. Okay. So we're buying wholesale.
Yep.
Right. So does this need to be treated any differently?
No, I think we just need to approve the purchase order for Sean.
Okay. I'd like to make a recommendation. We support Sean's request to purchase the material listed to support the fiber project for the City of Columbia City for the amount of $35,809.74.
A second.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Thank you.
Three copies of that too.
I need.
Okay, great. Okay, we will move forward then. Jeff is not able to be here. I think we have our things. Thanks, Ron. Jeff's not able to be here tonight, but he did turn in the street closing permit. It is coming from the Main Street Association, so I guess he probably should check the box that he notified the Main Street Association. But in any case, it looks like August 2nd. Is when he's requesting Chauncey Street from Van Buren to Market. I'm guessing that's limited access. Tim, it doesn't look like you've signed this or anything. So, not in our copy. You probably in the new copy.
Yeah.
So, okay. So So
he just got back.
Yeah, I know. So, anybody have any concerns about this?
I just have a question. Have they been blocking off the street?
I don't think so.
They did not for the last concert.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's changed. I don't know if it's...
Are they expecting more people, apparently?
Or what's changed, but they did not block off the street.
I wonder if they're going to be bringing in the trailer again. And that's why they want to do that. I don't know. I don't remember what group's on, if it's that rock group or if it's...
What did you guys have before the July?
No, it's not that group. I don't know. I know there's not very much traffic on that time frame of those kind of days, so I don't have a problem with the concept. I just don't know much more details than what I've already stated. So, anybody have concerns?
Clarification on the totes and recycle containers, is that with our contract?
That's just what we'll
And as a side note, the Solid Waste Board met on Monday, yesterday, and we talked about purchasing. I think the Solid Waste District is going to purchase, you don't even know this yet, but it's going to purchase, I think, 5 recycle-type things that you can hook actually onto the tote, the trash tote, that has holes that they can put cans or bottles in. So it makes it a lot cleaner than just, oh, it's a tote, we'll throw trash in it. Does that make sense?
Right.
So I don't think they'll be... I don't know if they'll be here by this time period, but we did give the Solid Waste Board did give approval for that. So if there's no other concerns, I'll make a motion that we approve the street closing request as presented from the CC Main Street Association Summer Concert Series.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Bills. Everyone had a chance to look over the bills, and are there any questions? Hearing none, Dan, you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I'll make a motion. We pay the bills as presented in the amount of $1,056,381.41.
I got to find it first. I'm sorry. I thought I'd catch up with you, but I'm not. I haven't yet. Is that the amount, Rosie? What'd you say?
$1,056,381.41.
Okay, and I'll second that motion. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please pay the bills. Issues for Board of Works that you need to discuss, department heads. Anything exciting that the Board of Works needs to know that's going on?
Broke.
What?
You're still broke?
We're going to work on that during the council meeting.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Good.
Anything else? Do you want them to give a report?
No, I'll wait.
Okay. Okay, well, if there's nothing else, then... Marsha, oh.
Do you want to discuss
it? Oh, I forgot. What? Is this the
state
deeds?
Highway.
I'm sorry. Completely forgot about this. Okay. Okay, so the parcels that were purchased by the city for the 205 project, correct? We then have to give them over to the state of Indiana, NDOT, correct? Well,
right.
State.
Right. So we need approval for somebody to sign these, and Jeff, you can give approval for Jeff to do this on behalf of the city. However, not about that, but I have some problems with the deeds, so I have contacted them to just ask some questions, but you could still proceed with the approval that once I'm okay with them, that they could be executed and taken care of.
Okay, so pending attorney approval.
Right, and right now I do not approve some technicalities that I have sent to them. And it's more that they're going to have a problem recording. Let me put it that way. They've got some missed information that will be required.
Okay.
So basically, after we purchase everything, that was once the state's in the first place, and we pay money for that, then we turn around and have to give it back to the state. That's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Not all of them.
Wait, say that one more time. Say that one more time.
You can put that in the...
Well, I think one part of it was,
yeah,
by the hospital. But the rest was the library.
It was still... I'll still argue that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And it is specifically parcels 1 through 8.
Okay. Okay, so... and we'll still have time for questions if you do, but I will make a motion that we grant signatory power for these warranty deeds to Community Development Director Jeff Walker after the approval of the city attorney as presented, I guess.
No second.
Okay.
Well, she's going to modify those, right, the corrections.
Okay. Okay. So rescind your second.
Yes, rescind my second.
Okay. And I'll amend to scratch the as presented pending.
Right. The issue is really granting Jeff the authority to sign off on the documents.
Right. Okay. Okay. Everyone clear?
Now second.
Now I can
second. Okay. Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay?
Mayor?
Yes.
You asked about things before it works. I just want to make it known that for our discussion the other day, we did not buy another vehicle for the city fire department. We re-striped the command vehicle because the striping that was on there was coming off. So one of our guys in house did it, Corey here, did it for us. So we did change the color to better match our current fleet. Some people like it, some people absolutely hate it.
You have an issue with red, don't you?
Truly. So I just want to make it known we did not buy that vehicle. That it just got
restriped.
Thank you. Fire in Columbia City are green.
Thank you. Marcia?
Hey.
Stay green.
I've been working on a few things over here. The only thing is I have finally the swap documents ready to head down for the electric utility, who is not here anymore, for the electric utility, for the Noble RMC.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Got them back from the other attorney.
Okay, great. So that'll be on the next agenda for Board of Works, I'm assuming. At the utility board?
Yes. Yeah, I would have liked it on this one, but I just got them back today.
Okay. Just swapping territory with Noble RMC. Just, yeah. Because we're serving somebody and they allow us to serve them.
Gotcha.
So. Rosie, am I forgetting something?
I think you hit it all.
Okay. Walter?
I'm good.
I was in Indianapolis today for legislative committee meeting for IACT as well as the board of directors meeting for IACT. Legislative committee, we voted on a couple of initiatives coming up. One of them is additional road funding, which we've been pushing for years. We got a little bit last year. Hopefully we'll continue to get some. So that's one of the major issues. But besides that, actually another one, just so you know, is consolidation of TIF reports and reports in general. So we consolidated to one deadline, and it's not. So that's one of those. Anyways, that's all I got for right now. Actually, that's not true. As a note, just for public information, we had a sewer main break. It's for the record. Sewer main break. 2 weeks ago?
I think it was two weeks ago
when your water main broke.
Yeah.
For the record, his water main didn't break. We thought it was, but he was right. So we had a break there between Washington and the alley to the east, and then we did some additional camera work and found from the alley east of Washington to Whitley was also pretty damaged. So that will be that area will be closed Wednesday, Thursday, and then will be opened back up on Friday morning, just in time for US 30 to start being mill and filled, and that should be about a 2-week process. At least for them to mill and fill 30 in city limits. So avoid 30 at all costs for the next 2.5 weeks. That's all I have to say. Dan, anything for public record?
Nope.
No. Okay. So we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, wait.